This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending him his greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we find that living in a day and age whereby actions are done for the sake or for the benefit of the people. And that's inside Islam that we find that a minor change in one's intention can make a person's actions become null and void. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَوْهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We bring forth the actions that they do on that day. We turn them away, or they're thrown away on a wind like on a windy day, as scattered ashes, as dust particles having no value at all. All of this falls down to tainting one's belief or tainting one's actions with shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus the Muslim needs to be reminded more and more continuously to remind and regulate ourselves of the importance of the actions that we carry out. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, indeed, the reminder, it benefits the believers. And thus we find that al-ikhlas, sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from the modern world of what we find of likes and dislikes, doing actions that people may praise and people may comment and looking at the comments. This unfortunately has become common practice inside our society, that people thrive upon that. Rather, people live and die upon that. It may sound extreme, but there are people who have even taken their own lives, who become upset. If you follow these YouTubers and these bloggers, that you find that some of them, when they don't reach certain credentials, they don't reach certain views, they themselves have expressed it themselves that they feel like taking their lives. They feel like their life has been totally been wasted. Even after millions of views and millions of people following them, they still find this deep cavity, this deep weakness within themselves, a lacking of contentment inside their heart and their soul. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do hearts find tranquility and peace. Hearts don't find tranquility and peace in the remembrance of mankind. Rather, keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which been attributed to Umar ibn Umar. وَذِكْرُ النَّاسِ. Remembering people is a sickness of continuously remembering people. A person should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently inside their life and upon their tongue. Thus you find that many of the ulama, they never took this as something light, about focusing upon one's sincerity. Many of the books of ahadith, they begin, even though they may be books of fiqh and ahadith and general discussion, the first hadith that they mention, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Indeed, actions are going to be judged according to their intentions. And likewise, you find some of them conclude their works in the collections by إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ عَلَى الْخَوَاتِيمِ. Indeed, actions are to be judged upon the ending of the individual. Because we've become very judgmental individuals inside this society. We like to judge other individuals. We like to box people inside their life and designate people to the hellfire, designate people to paradise. هذا شأن الله سبحانه وتعالى. هذا لله سبحانه وتعالى. يعذب من يشاء ويغفر لمن يشاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives and pardons whomever He wants, and He punishes whomever He wants. Even recently, that we find an individual at the age of 78 inside hospital on the deathbed, calls certain individuals, takes his shahada. 4 hours later, this person dies upon Islam. For only 4 hours of being a Muslim, 78 years of kufr, disbelief, ma'asi, dhunub, and been wiped away in 4 hours. There must have been something inside the heart and mind of this individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him tawfiq to utter the shahada, his life to be taken away. Al-Khatima, no one knows the ending of any individual, what the ending will be. That's a person should always pray for husnul khatima, for a good ending, for ending in a state of obedience, ta'a lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's as we come to the conclusion, the end of Ramadan. A person, just like we began Ramadan, praying and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and ability to fulfill Ramadan. Now we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yataqabbal minna, to accept it from us, siyamana, wa salatana, wa qiyamana, to accept our praying, our fasting, and our good deeds. And many ulama concluded that a sign of your actions being maqbool عند الله سبحانه وتعالى is Allah يوفقك, gives you tawfiq to go and do another good action straight after finishing Ramadan. Sittatu siyam shawwal, to fast the 6 days of shawwal, to fast other days during the year, to do other actions, ta'at, qiyamul layl. This is a sign, as ulama mentioned, of tazkiyah, a sign your actions have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if some of us become individuals, as soon as Ramadan is over, we're rejoicing to return back to our normal state. A person should be weeping. Kitab Allah wara'a zuhurihim ka'annahum la ya'lamun. Some of us, unfortunately, is Muslim ummah. Kitab Allah wara'a zuhurihim ka'annahum la ya'lamun. We throw the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind our backs as if we don't know. As if we don't know what Ramadan was about. We don't know what we read, what we fasted, what we carried out inside our lives. And this is a great shame that this is the intention of the individual. As you mentioned numerous occasions, that many of the youth, they need to be reminded, if you made a double intention inside your life, only to be good inside the month of Ramadan, only to stay away from Muharramat inside the month of Ramadan, and straight after Ramadan, return back to your normal life. You made this double intention inside your heart. We're not speaking about an average individual. All of us are going to commit sins, make mistakes after Ramadan. That's normal. But we're talking about a specific intention, that only in this month, I will stay away from these haram things. But as soon as Ramadan is over, I will go back to my normal life of doing haram. فَصِيَامُهُ بَاطِلٌ. Fuqaha mentioned a person who made that double intention inside their life. Your 29, 30 days of fasting have been invalidated. You've wasted your life just with that simple procedure inside your heart and your mind, that you thought, I'm going to go back to my normal life. Thus it becomes incumbent even upon us, the average individual, to study Kutubul of Ikhlas, books of sincerity, Babul Ikhlas, read chapters about sincerity, about its importance, that every single day, every single action, every single moment that we find, we need to rectify our intention. What is the intent of us doing these actions inside our life? That's today's hadith that we find amongst the first individuals who will be judged on the day of judgment. It's not going to be a non-Muslim. It's not going to be a bad individual. أول الناس يقضى يوم القيامة عليه. The first people that are going to be brought to judgment on the day of judgment are going to be three types of individuals. رجل استشهد فأوتي به فعرفه نعمه فعرفها. A person who died, who became shaheed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is going to make mention of the blessings He bestowed upon this individual. فَعَرَفَهَا. He will begin to acknowledge these blessings which have been placed upon him. قَالَ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا. What did you do with these blessings that I gave to you? This individual said, قَالَ قَاتَلْتُ فِيكَ حَتَّى إِسْتُشْهِدْتُ. I fought in your path until I became shaheed. قَالَ كَذَبْتُ. وَلَكِنَّ قَاتَلْتَ لِأَنْ يُقَالَ جَرِيءٌ. It was rather you fought so people may say you are a brave warrior. You're a brave individual. وَقَدْ قِيلَ. That's what was said about you. Because in the depths of your heart, in the depths of your mind, you wanted people to praise you that I'm a brave individual. I'm a ferocious warrior. I'm a fighter for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was deep down penetrated inside your heart. You wanted to hear those words. وَقَدْ قِيلَ. That's what was said about you. فَصُحِبَ ثُمَّ أُمِرَ بِهِ فَصُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِ حَتَّى أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ. Then if this person will be commanded, for suhiba ala wajhihi, he'll be dragged upon his face. Ulama of hadith mentioned, why inside certain ahadith is it mentioned about dragging a person on their face? Because the most prized part of the human body is the face. That's when in a state of sujood, the person places their face on the ground, debasing himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of judgment, Allah will degrade individuals, place them on their faces, the prized element of their body, drag them on their faces and throw this individual inside the hellfire. The second type of individual, وَرَجُلٌ تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمَهُ وَقَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ. A person who studied knowledge, a person who gained knowledge, a person who studied the Qur'an, a person who learned the Qur'an, فَأُوتِيَ بِهِ فَعَرَّفَهُ نِعْمَهُ فَعَرَفَهَا. He's going to be mentioned, these are the blessings that I gave to you. And he's going to acknowledge these blessings. قَالَ فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا. What did you do with these blessings that were bestowed upon you? قَالَ تَعَلَّمْتُ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمْتُهُ وَقَرَأْتُ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنَ. I learned knowledge and I taught it to other people. I learned the Qur'an, I taught it to other people and I recited the Qur'an. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ. You lied. وَلَكِنَّكَ تَعَلَّمْتَ الْعِلْمَ لِيُقَالَ عَالِمٌ وَتَعَلَّمْتُ الْقُرْآنَ لِيُقَالَ قَارِئٌ. You studied knowledge that people may say you're a scholar. You're a well-versed individual. You read the Quran that people may say, Anta hafidh, Anta qari al-Quran. You're a reciter of the Quran. You're a wonderful individual. A beautiful voice, beautiful reciter. Waqad qila. That's what was said about you. Because you wanted to hear that. فَصُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِ فَأُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ كَذَلِكَ. This person also be dragged on their face and thrown inside the hellfire as well. وَالصِّنْفُ الثَّالِثُ. The third type of individual. وَرَجُلٌ وَسَّعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَطَاهُ مِنْ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ كُلِّهِ. A third type of individual, Allah has bestowed upon him all types of wealth, all types of property, treasures, gold, silver, dollars, pounds, exchange, wealth, property, everything given to this individual. What did you do with this that was given to you? He would say, I spent it in your path. I spent it, I delivered it in your path. قَالَ كَذَبْتَ. You lied. You done it that you may be called أَنْتَ, and you call أَنْتَ جَوَّاد. You're generous, you're a kind individual. وَقَدْتِلْ. That was said about you. فَصُحِبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَأُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ كَذَلِكَ. And this person also be dragged on their face and thrown into the hellfire. Al-Hadith مَا رَوَهُ إِمَامُ مُسْلِمْ فِي صَحِيْهِ. And there's other wordings, this hadith in numerous other books as well that we find. This shows the grave danger. The three type of individuals that ulama mentioned, every single Muslim on the face of this earth aspires to be like one of those three. Every single Muslim aspires to be like one of the three, or two of the three, or all of the three. Every Muslim has that aspiration inside their life. But yet we find the danger that a slight change inside the heart and the mind of the individual, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish such individuals. Actions for others' sake, for the praise of other individuals, is a toxic habit. It's a sickness. It's a corruption that some of us we don't focus upon inside our lives. That life becomes doing actions for the sake and for the benefit of the people. Doing good deeds to impress other individuals that we find. That we find that this concept of arriya, of showing off, is something easy to commit. Something which the Prophet ﷺ prophesied, that this is something that I fear upon you. This is going to become common practice upon this Muslim ummah that we find. The thing I fear for you most is minor shirk, shirk al-asghar, al-riya, in the hadith of Muslim Imam Ahmad that we find. What I fear for you most, just what many of us rightfully talk about, a shirk al-akbar, the major shirk, which obviously exists on the face of this earth. But some of us Muslims who focus upon major shirk, we don't focus upon minor shirk. And some of the ulama have gone to the view, and this is a minute view, but just to awaken us, there's no difference between major shirk and minor shirk. Some of the minor view is going to that view to scare us, to awaken us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. It's a Surah An-Nisa. Allah SWT mentioned this twice over. Exactly identical ayat. Only the ending is slightly different. Here some of these ulama mentioned, a minute group of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Any type of shirk, any no min ash-shirk. وَلَوْ كَانَ أَكْبَرًا أَوْ أَصْغَرًا. Any type of shirk a person commits it, Allah will wipe away the action of that individual. That's not the most strongest view. The strongest view is only speaking about major shirk. But this is just to show us to fear, create fear inside our mind. That if some folk have mentioned that even this small action, which may claim to be small, will destroy your actions, will make your actions become null and void in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person should be fearful regarding this. Abu Sa'id narrates a strange hadith inside the Sunnah of Ibn Majah. Because once again, some of us, we fear about so many different things. We think about as-sa'ah, the ending of times. Rightfully, a person should be worried about that. Ata amrullahi fala tasta'jiluhu. Ata amrullah. Inside the beginning of Surah An-Nahl that we find. Allah yatahaddath subhanahu wa ta'ala fi sigatil madiyah. Allah speaks in the past tense. Ata amrullah fala tasta'jiluhu. The hour has already been established. Don't hasten it. Al-khitab lil-madi. Allah speaking about it inside the past. It's already existing. The hour is going to come. As-sa'ah is going to be aqrabu min lamhi al-basr. Min lamhi al-basr aw huwa aqrab. It's going to be like the beginning, the blinking of an eye, even more swifter than that. The final hour will come. There's no difference about that. The final hour coming and approaching every single individual. But what do we find? Likewise, we find worrying about a Dajjal. The appearance of a Dajjal. who appeared towards the end of time, Ashrat al-Sa'ad, the 10 major signs of the Day of Judgment. Prelude to that is the coming of Imam Mahdi. Then after, if Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani mentions all the 10 signs, the major 10 signs of Day of Judgment is like a domino effect. All of them will appear one after the other. And we should be worried about the coming of al-Dajjal, the exiting of Dajjal. But this strange hadith, it mentions that the Prophet ﷺ, he approaches his companions and he hears them speaking about al-Dajjal and being worried about the coming of al-Dajjal. He said, should I not tell you something which is more fearful than that? Even more fearful than al-Dajjal? They replied, yes, in the affirmative. What should we be more worried about inside life? More than the coming, the exiting of the Antichrist. It is hidden shirk, which occurs when a man stands up to pray and beautifies his prayer because he sees another man looking at him. Fear this inside your life. Al-Dajjal qad yakun ba'id. Dajjal could be far away. Many of us may not live for that. But we find ar-riya, al-shirk al-askar is there every single day in a person's life. That a person needs to challenge themselves, override themselves, question themselves, ask themselves, for what intent am I doing these actions on the face of this earth? Abdullah ibn Abbas, he mentions, inside the narration, he mentions, shirk, showing off, is like a black ant on a black rock on a moonless night. That's how it creeps up on an individual. A black ant on a black rock. La tarahu, you don't see it. On a moonless night. On a total black night. That's how shirk creeps up into the life, into the mind, into the heart of the individual. That's what Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned, warned. That person should be wary about the actions being taken with shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we stick with the parable of the rock, you find that the Quran, amthal fil Quran, hawali 80, about 80 parables inside the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Shaykh Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, lahu kitab, mustaqil, a specific book speaking about amthal fil Quran. Amongst these amthal fil Quran, we find speaking about the rock that we find. ثم قصت قلوبهم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. You find that after some time, the hearts of these individuals, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes human beings. ثم قصت قلوبهم. So then their hearts became hard, became harsh, became difficult, became more like a rock, more severe than a rock, harder than a rock. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنُ الْأَنْهَارِ. You find that some rocks, you find water gushes out from them. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرِجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. And some of them, you find that you stamp them, you hit them, you break them, and you find water comes out of the rocks. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِتُ مِنْ خَشَّةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. There's some rocks, Allah mentions, يَهْبِتُ مِنْ خَشَّةِ اللَّهِ. Al-Shatr or Al-Hajr, Shay'un Jamid. A rock is a stagnant object, inanimate object. It has no value. It has no value. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a rock, it fears Allah. إِنَّ مِنَا لَمَا يَحْبِتُ مِنَ خَشَّةِ اللَّهِ. Shay'un Ajeeb. How can a rock fear Allah? A rock fears Allah. And the heart of the human being doesn't seem to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is replete with ayat about intentions of the individual, rectifying intentions, khasat and Surah Al-Baqarah. Read through Surah Al-Baqarah in great detail. It begins with a parable of the people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran shayun ajeeb ya yul ikhwa. Quran yabda Surah Al-Baqarah. 286 Madinan ayat that we find. Tabda al-Quran bimadhil muslimin, bimadhil mu'mineen. Quran begins with first 3-4 ayat speaking about the believing individuals. 2 or 3 ayat speaking about kuffar. Thumma, ithna ashir ayat, 12 ayat, a page and a more or so. Yatahaddad an ayyi shay. What does the Quran begin to speak about? It begins to speak about sifatul munafiqeen, about the hypocrites. Limadha? Why? Have we ever posed that question to ourselves? Why does the Quran begin by speaking about al-munafiqun? About their sifat, about these individuals who thrust their fingers inside their ears to turn away from the guidance. The ra'd, the thunder is all around them, rain is all around them, but they don't want to accept the guidance. Summun bukmun umyun fa'um la ya'qilun. Deaf, dumb and blind. They still don't seem to perceive and understand. That's the first mother, first parable inside the Quran. The Quran continues inside Surah Al-Baqarah. Parable after parable describing been trying to awaken us individuals. Till eventually we come to the verse that concerns us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Don't become like those individuals who destroy your sadaqat, destroy your good deeds, destroy your actions bil manni wal adha, by continuously mentioning and harming another individual, by saying to another individual, I've done this to help you, I helped you, remember this time, remember that, remember this money I gave you, remember this time I gave you. Quran warns us, don't destroy your good deeds by continuously mentioning them. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ. Who spends his wealth for what purpose? Quran is very accurate. رِيَاءَ النَّاسِ. So people may see, people may praise, people may place a placard. This masjid is built by so-and-so, this charity is done by so-and-so. إِنْ كَانَ هُنَاكَ تَرْغِيبٌ لِلنَّاسِ أَحْيَانًا. Sometimes to encourage the people. But some people, as we began, they thrive on that. They live off that. They want to see that. They want to see that display, that this was done and the Quran is accurate. People spending their wealth, riya and nasi, that they may be displayed, shown by people. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They don't believe really in Allah and the last day. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ التُّرَابِ. The parable of this individual, once again, is like Safwan. Safwan, no one min al-hajar, is a type of rock. Allah describes that this rock that we find is there. And you find alay turab, you find some dust is upon this rock. And you find that wabil, who are matar shadeed. Rain comes down and it wipes away the dust. Ulama mentioned this mathal is a person doing good deeds, because of continuously mentioning good deeds, it's wiped out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No effect of their good deeds is left for these individuals. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-kafireen. Allah does not guide the disbelieving individuals. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on third. Then speaks about the parable of the individual who spends their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this individual, they find reward will be given to this individual, whereby their garden is on a rabwa, on a high peak. And you find that when rain comes down on a high peak, the higher up you are in the sky, higher up in the mountain, the more vegetation. Allah mentioned di'fain. You find that their crops, their vegetation is multiplied twice over via rain. And if light rain falls or there's no rain, there's still some benefit. This is a person who does this their deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again Allah subhanahu speaks, أَيُوَدْ وَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَقُولُ لَوْ جَنَّةٌ مِن نَخْلٍ وَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِ مِن تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Does one of you perceive to have a garden of paradise? Inside this garden of paradise to have grapevines, to have date palms, to have rivers which flow inside Jannah to be given to these individuals. But this individual that we find, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described once again, for this individual we given a thamarat, وَالشَّابَ الْكِبَرِ. But this individual comes to a state of old age. وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءَ. And he has children who are weak, who are feeble. But what happens to him? فَأَصَابَ إِعْصَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ فَاحْتَرَقَتْ. You find that a whirlwind, when a fire comes, فَاحْتَرَقَتْ, destroys everything about this individual. Ulama mentioned once again, this is again speaking about a rich person with wealth, with property, who does action for the sake of people, and their actions become null and void of this individual. And likewise, Umar ibn Khattab mentions that Sayyid Bukhari collected, that this is an example of a rich man who does good deeds out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends shaitan to derail this individual, commit sins, till all of his good deeds are wiped away. This is the way of shaitan, to take away the good deeds of the individual, for individuals to make mention of their good deeds, to speak about their good deeds. And that's what we mentioned, the Quran continuously speaks about being worried about our intentions. If we return back to Surah Al-Baqarah right in the beginning, speaking about why we do our intent, why we carry out our actions. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ. Do you tell other people to go and do good action? This is the biggest calamity we Muslims are facing today. We know it all. We know everything. We like to tell other people what is right, what is wrong. We like to correct the whole of the world. We don't like to correct our own selves. أَتَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. And you forget your own selves. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. And you recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you seem to comprehend this? This is something بِدُونِ أَقْلٍ. غير عاقل person, it's not acceptable that a person who reads the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who reads al-awamir, who reads the commandments of Allah, reads al-nawahi, reads the prohibitions,
and then continuously breaks them day in and day out. رُبَّ قَارِئُ الْقُرْآنِ يَلْعَنُهُ. Perhaps there could be a qari of the Qur'an, a reciter of the Qur'an, wal Qur'an yal'anuhu. Qur'an curses him. Qur'an reviles him. Kayf? How could the Qur'an curse an individual? How can a Qur'an speak ill of another individual? How? Because he doesn't implement the Qur'an inside their life. He reads the Qur'an, but he doesn't implement the Qur'an inside his own life. Al-Qur'an kitabun tatbiq. Ya ayyul ikhwa, Qur'an is a book of implementation. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. كتاب مبارك, a blessed book that's been sent down upon you. ليتدبروا آياته, to ponder over his words. علماء التفاسير mentioned ليطبقوا آياته, to live according to the Quran. Don't marvel at the Quran. أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وأنتم تضحكون ولا تبكون. You just marvel at the Quran. Marvel at the recital of the Quran. Each one of us coming to the end of Ramadan should ask inside, deep inside our hearts, have I changed my life? Has the Quran changed me? Has it impacted me inside my life? Am I going to miss the Quran? وَإِنَّ لَهُ حَلَاوَةً. Quran لَهُ حَلَاوَةً. Quran has a sweetness. Quran rips the heart of the human being. Nothing breaks the heart of a human being. إِلَّا كَلَامُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Nothing will rip it asunder. Nothing will bring it down to a state of weakness and submission except for the penetration of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. This Quran, if it came down on a mountain, it will break a mountain apart, rip it asunder, turn it into dust. هذا قوة القرآن. That's the strength of the Quran. If that comes into the heart of the individual, the mind of the individual, person begins to understand Amthal al-Quran, begins to understand the message of the Quran, understand the parables of the Quran, begins to travel a journey, build Quran, a journey with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where we find a warning inside the Quran about our actions not being for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person can traverse throughout the Quran, ayat ba'd al-ayat, surah ba'd surah that we find, all focusing upon the intention of the individual. Inside Surah Ali Imran, after completing Surah Al-Baqarah, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. Say whether you conceal what's inside your heart or you make it apparent, يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. Allah knows. There's nothing that a person can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we began with, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. People, we Muslims, this is what we fail to understand. We think it's the munafiqun, we think it's hypocrites, it's other individual. We are the ones playing games with Allah. We are the ones playing games. It's not the... This is something tertiary. We ourselves are Muslims, are trying to trick and deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we do inside our lives, day in and day out. Then we speak about Nasrullah. Then we speak about the victory of Allah. Then we speak about the help of Allah. يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Or you believe if you give aid, victory to the deen of Allah. Ulama have described, what does it mean give victory to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And يُثَبِّتُ عَلَى شَرِيعَةِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. To hold fast to the teachings of Quran and the Sunnah, to live according to them, then Allah will give you victory upon this earth. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. Continuing inside Surah Ali Imran, whoever wants reward in his dunya, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. We give it to that individual. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. Whoever wants reward of Al-Akhirah, we give it to that individual as well. وَسَيَجِي الشَّاكِرِينَ. And Allah gives reward to the grateful individuals who show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Minkum man yuridu al-dunya wa minkum man yuridu al-akhirah. Again inside Surah Ali Imran. Minkum man yuridu al-dunya. Amongst you, those individuals who want this dunya. And there's some individuals amongst you who wants al-akhirah. And likewise we find, وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. Inside Surah Al-Nisa that we find, some people, they like to be praised. They like to be mentioned. They love that people praise them. بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. Because of what they have not done inside their lives. That's what this world is. It's excessive praise. People speaking well. People saying good things. People praising. Person hasn't done anything inside their life. Extortionate words. Extortionate praises that we find. Likewise we find. So that was inside Surah Al-Imran that we find. And likewise we find. إِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ تَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. Inside Surah Al-Nisa that we find. And this brings to light the understanding of these three individuals. That a person that a person who fought in the way of Allah for the praise of the people, person who learned the Quran, studied knowledge for the sake of the people, person who gained wealth, was given wealth and spent it only for the sake of the people. And that's why the person should be wary about that. That on the day of judgment, a person will come on the day of judgment and the intestines, the entrails will be thrown out. And will be walking back like the donkey goes around the mill. And people say that, are you not so and so individual? What has happened to you? That your entrails, your intestines have been thrown out. Are you not so and so? Kunta ta'muruna wa tanhana? Were you not so and so used to order us the good and forbid us the evil? He said, yes I am. Kuntu amurukum wa la atihi. I used to order you to stay away from certain things, but I used to come and do it myself. I used to tell you to stay away from certain things, but I used to carry them out myself. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed this individual day of judgment. That the entrails are thrown out and they're walking around in this manner, exposed. That's why a person needs to become wary inside their life about their actions, about their statements. I'm sure that many of us are aware of the concept of shirk al-asghar or shirk al-akbar, both of these various types of shirk that we find. But as we began with وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, remind indeed a reminder, it benefits the believing individuals. And thus we find that ilaj al-riya, the ways of trying to take oneself away, curing oneself from this sickness, this disease, of doing actions for the sake of the people, that we find أَوَّلًا الدُّعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like we make dua for other things to benefit inside our life. We pray, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نشرك بشيء نعلمه ونستغفرك لما لا نعلمه. Inside the hadith Muslim of Ahmad, that we find persons excessively pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I seek refuge with you from carrying an action of shirk that which you know about, and seek forgiveness of those actions which I don't even know I've carried out myself. Persons should excel in praying and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect a person from various forms of shirk that we find. Likewise, we find to do those similar actions in secrecy. That person reads the Quran, reads prayers, gives sadaqat. Then likewise, at moments of secrecy, person should read Quran in solitude. Person should read some raka'at in solitude. Person should give charity in solitude. So that becomes a way of strengthening an individual. Even if a person does do these actions in the public domain, they've got something that they do seek in a state of secrecy as well. But if a person only becomes a public figure, doing the actions for the community, for the sake of the people, then you find in moments of secrecy there will be no good actions, whereby the actions only become for the sake of the people. That's the Quran even speaks about as-salah. They perform as-salah. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They offer as-salah. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explicit, only to be seen by people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a small amount while they're even standing inside prayer. Maybe some of us, alhamdulillah, we may live in a non-Muslim environment, so people come out of their own heart, their own good feelings, their own iman. But in the Muslim world, some people just come out because it happens to be a community spiritual practice that people are doing it. Let us participate. Let that not be for us. We should be rejoicing. It's a great symbol of Islam, a great symbol, a great pride for us that as these people abandon their churches, abandon their places of worship, look how many Muslims are thriving and coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are good signs for Muslims, that we should be happy about this, that people are returning back to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only our task to encourage them, to remind them, to fine-tune them, to better them and to learn from them, that we are one community, that we are all sincere and we're all following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam. This is a sign of good success for this Muslim ummah that we find. Thirdly, we find that to fight off, that if a person is doing good actions, to fight off the intention within oneself. Person shouldn't abandon the action. Person is reading Quran. If people are looking at an individual, person shouldn't think, stop reading Quran, reading extra prayers, doing a good deed. This is also talbis, iblis, the trap of the devil, that a person leaves that good action now. Person should fight that off. Person began with a good intention. Fight the intention, continue the action with a good intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, fourthly, that we find, avoid excessive gatherings. Gatherings of praise that we find, whereby it's become a common practice inside a society, whereby the bigger the gatherings, the bigger the individuals, the bigger the personalities that we find, that people want to be seen with certain individuals. On the day of judgment, a person will not be seen with individuals. Everybody will be seen with their own self. It's quite sad to mention that people see Islamic clerics as some form of personalities, as some form of icons, some form of stars that we find. They're not. They're only there to teach the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are rijal, they are men. They are human beings. That's all that they are. There's nothing special status that should be given to them, that people should flock to the words of Allah. to Kalamullah, to Sunnatul Rasul, flock to the words of the Quran, flock to the words of the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam, not to flock to personality, to see individuals, to take photographs or to be seen with individuals. This was coming inside a society. Likewise, especially our Muslim sisters need to be advised about this. That the dua ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preachers are not there as entertainers. They're not there as personalities. They're not there. That person should be thriving upon this. They're there to teach people, to rectify people, to encourage people. And we should instill this inside our family members as well. That is celebrity culture that we find that existing inside the Muslim community. This is a sign of weakness. It's a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of strength. We find that Darul Mar'ah is al-Hishma. The role of a woman is full of shyness, of modesty. It's not approaching strange men, strange individuals, to be seen with strange individuals. This is not the role of a woman. This is not what Islam expects of a woman. And we Muslims should be clear about this. Even in Bab al-Ilm that we find, teaching inside society that we find, al-ikhtilat bayn al-rijali wal-nisa, free mixing between men and women, all for a teaching of Islamic sciences. Even if some ulama, minor ulama, made certain views that Muslim women should pray with Muslim men. Fa'ayyuddin hadha. And they tried to justify that at the time of the Prophet, they were pure individuals. Yes, they were pure individuals. Even they stood, or women stood beside them, or beside them, even though it never happened. They are individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified those individuals. That purity doesn't belong to the rest of this Muslim ummah. That doesn't belong to the rest of this Muslim ummah. Centuries later, corruption after corruption. That's why you find that the Sharia is absolute, is accurate. That women are confined into an environment whereby they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of solitude and concentration. Likewise, the men as well. وَأَمَّا هَذِي الْفِكْرَ أَنَّ الْمَرَّةَ تَكُونَ إِمَامًا إِمَامًا. A woman can be an imam. أَيُّ دِينَ هَذَا. This is dismantling the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dismantling it brick by brick. And they have the audacity to call themselves fuqaha. Call themselves ulama. حَتَّى طِفَلَ الصَّغِيرِ يَعْرِفْ. Even a small boy knows أن الإمام, being the imam is only for the imam للرجال. It's for men. But this is what happens inside that society. We mix up everything about our life, everything about our Islam, that we think we're doing good things. Our intentions are good. Intentions are mixed with breaking the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ doesn't mean anything. You can gather a million people to open the iftar. A million people. It means nothing. Unfortunately, it may sound harsh, means nothing if you dismantle the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. It will only come when you take ikhlas, you take sunnah, you merge the two together. That's where success will come. It may benefit a few individuals. We're not here to benefit a few individuals. A Muslim is there to benefit the masses of the individuals. That's what a Muslim should do inside their life. And likewise, you find, avoid excessive words of praise. Person should stay away from praise. We find inside the hadith, a person excessively praising another individual is as if you found turab ala wajhihi. You found dust, mud inside their face. Person should walk away. That's what real ulama would. Don't want to hear excessive titles and praises and slogans and this, that and the other. That's not what dawr al-ulama is. And that's not the dawr of al-awamun nas, average people as well. Just like we conceal our bad deeds. We don't want society to know about them. A Muslim should also conceal the good deeds as well. And likewise, in conclusion, that we want to focus upon our hearts. The sicknesses inside our hearts. The Quran began with, "Fi qulubi maradun fazadahumullahu maradah." We don't want to focus upon these sicknesses. And in all honesty, all the corruption of face of this earth, all stems from the corruption of the heart. It may sound something far away for some of us individuals, but study in great detail. All the atrocities, whether the Muslims or non-Muslims, specifically Muslims, are carrying out on the face of this earth. All of it goes down to sickness inside their hearts. Amma al-kibr, al-ujub, greed, praise, arrogance, pride, their own self, and nafs, al-jah, their own selves, leads them to do what? Look at Bilad al-Sham at the moment. Look at the state of this country, what they've done to Syria at the moment. These are their own people, their own language, their own culture, they own everything about them. Wallahi, man at the soul, a person can never ever imagine a person would destroy their own people in this manner. No one would ever imagine it inside their life, but this is what they're doing. Because why inside their hearts is the greatest sickness, is al-kibr, is arrogance. That's what you find out. What do they make them do to some of the people? They make them bow down in front of them and say, "Who is your God? Who's your God? I'm your God. Imagine the audacity of that. A human being to bring another human being in front of them and to say to that individual, who's your ilah? Ain't Allah now. Where's your God now? Where's Allah now? I am your Allah. We remind these individuals, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On that day, Al-Qahar, the absolute, eternal, all-powerful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. He would say to all of these, and I will not chew my words, all of these tyrannical rulers who oppress their own Muslim subjects will say to them on the day of judgment, and rather we ask Allah to bring these fourth individuals first on the day of judgment. Judge these individuals before the disbelieving individuals. Because wallahi, we know what to expect from disbelieving individuals. We know what to expect from them. But it's so sad, this is what we expect from our own blood, from our own people, from people Ahlul Quran, from our own lands, from our own language. This is what we're facing. It's something beyond measure. We shouldn't forget about this in this blessed month of Ramadan. We cannot do anything, at least inside these final moments of Ramadan. We should pray and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the problems of these people, to deliver them from the hardship that they're facing, to rescue their orphans, their women, their widows, their children, give them success, if not inside this dunya, inside the akhirah, and to bring them day of judgment biduni hisab, without any accountability, to make this a form of purity, a form of alleviation for these individuals, what they face upon the face of this earth. Ha'ala'i atfal, these young children. Look at these individuals. Study even the pictures that they're drawing at the moment. Pictures of warfare. That's what they draw. That's all that they know inside their life. Imagine these individuals that grow up in 10 years' time. Imagine the psychological psyche of these individuals. What's happened to these individuals? Everything of these individuals has been destroyed, taken away from them as we rejoice inside these blessed months of Ramadan. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows what the treachery of the eyes and knows what the hearts, what they conceive. فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes which have become blinded, it's the hearts. When your heart becomes blinded, that's the end of the individual.